आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोष्म्यहम्।
शंकराचार्य जी से प्रमादो मृत्यु इति अहां भगवान ब्रह्मणः सुतः। ब्रह्मा जी सन सनक सनंदन सनातन सनत कुमार दे सेठ प्रमाद, प्रमाद इनएडवर्टेंस हीडलेसनेस केयरलेसनेस, दिस इज मृत्यु, दिस इज स्पिरिचुअल डेथ। सो इन आवर साधना वी शुड बी वेरी वेरी केयरफुल अलर्ट विजिलेंट। You see, if we are not careful or not fulfilling our duty and responsibility in the world toward our family, toward our office, toward our charitable institution or any other, whatever responsibility duty is given to you, and if you are careless and heedless, it is pramad. It is pramad. It is generally seen in spirituality, or when people come to satsang, they are very alert outside, very, very alert outside. But when they come to satsang, they become relaxed and they go to sleep also. They are not alert, they are not vigilant. And spirituality demands full alert and full vigilance. How much alertness and vigilance is needed, we get from the example of Nachiketa. Even when he is offered the beautiful woman's apsara, wealth, land, longevity, everything, he didn't take even a one moment. He was so alert, so vigilant, rejected everything on face. I don't need it. That much of vigilance, alertness is needed in spirituality. If we are little bit lax, what is going to happen? We will see today. So it was said, pramado vai mrityu. Then it says, na pramadat anartho anna grani na swasarupatah. Na pramad swasarupatah. If I am careless about my own true real nature, then it says, anartha anna. There cannot be a greater danger than this. See, outside things, material things, you can get it, and if it is destroyed, you can get it another one also. But once you forget your own true nature, what is going to happen, today we'll see. And in verse number 32, he said, if you even forget for one moment, what will happen? Immediately, tata moha, delusion will come. You see, the mind, either it is with the Atma or Anatma. There are only two things. If the mind is not with the Atma, it is with Anatma. If mind is not in Anatma, naturally it is going to Atma. Cannot, because the mind cannot remain idle. Tatamoha, if you have diverted mind from Atman, what happened? Oh, you have come to Anatma. You are deluded now. Ego will come. When the ego comes, the bandhan, bondage will come. When bondage comes, then vyatha. Pain will be there. Sorrow will be there. Anatma will always give you sorrow. We have seen many times and we have proved scientifically also. If we revel in Anatma, it will give us sorrow sooner or later. Then he said, Visya abhimukham drishtva vidvans api vismriti. Hovering over visa, sense objects. Vidwan, even wise man, who knows how to discriminate between Atma and Anatma, he also, vismriti, forgets. Are, I was there in Atma. Are, what I am doing now? Vismriti. Vichepati dhidosai. Vichepati, it torments. Why? Dhidosai. What is dhidos? Evil propensity of the intellect. Now the intellect has gone toward Anatma. So that will torment that person. How? Yosa jarameva priyam, like a woman torments her doting parmar. Then he says, jathap krishnam saibalam charamatram natishtati saibalam moss. If you see a pond, India covered with the moss, in that you don't find reflection of sun or reflection of sky. Sky is infinite. Therefore, if the water is clear without moss, whole reflection of the sky you will find in the pond. But if it is covered by saibal, moss, what will happen? You don't see any reflection. Even if you remove it little bit, immediately you get pure water. Reflection is there. The moment you leave it, it appears. Yathap krishnam saibalam chanamatram natishtati. Even for a moment, if you leave it, the moss will come back. Abrunoti, it covers the water. No more reflection. No more reflection of sky or sun. Similarly, maya pragyam vapi parang mukha. Maya parang mukha. One who diverts his attention from inside to outside. What will happen? Maya immediately covers what? The reflection which he was enjoying. The reflection in our own heart, in our mind, which I was enjoying, which I was seeing, immediately covered. Why? Because the vasana has come at this moment. Also, because of the vasana, our Atman is covered. We are not able to experience it. The same thing happens there also. Therefore, extrovertedness must be annihilated. Extrovertedness must be. Yesterday we were seeing in our Gita class also, chapter 3, that this vasana, this kamana is to be prajahi jahi. You have to kill. 100% you have to destroy it. Same thing is said here. Extroverted must be annihilated by continuously remembering the Supreme as the effulgent consciousness ever shining in our heart. Yesterday I also told you the moment the sankalp, the kamana comes, immediately at that time, kill that sankalp then and there. How? By turning attention to Bhagwan. That is the only method. Same thing Gurudev also said. Now next verse. Verse number 325.
Lakshyachutapched yadi chittamishada. Lakshyachutapched yadi chittamishada. Bahir mukham sannipatet tatastatah. Bahir mukham sannipatet tatastatah. Pramadata prachutakelikandukaha. Pramadata prachutakelikandukaha. Sopana pankto patito yathatatha. Sopana pankto patito yathatatha. Lakshachutam ched yadi chittamishada. Bahir mukham sannipatet tatastatah pramadata prachutakelikandukah sopana pankto patito yathatatha.
So if a person is not alert, even if he is a wise person, he falls. And after that, it is rarely seen that person again rises. Rarely it is seen. So don't think this way that if great people can fall, so what to talk about us? Yesterday we were seeing about the Valmiki and Menaka also, example I gave you in Gita. Valmiki arise also saw Menaka dancing, the most beautiful apsara of the swarg, and Valmiki fell down. And the result was Shakuntala. A child was born. See? Wise person can also. So, lachya chutam chet yadi chittam isat bahir mukam sannipetat tatah tatah. Lachya chutam strays away from the ideal, strays away from the Atman, strays away from the goal. Chet yadi if chittam isat is slightly. Thoda bhi chittam, mind slightly diverts from Atman. And what happens to that mind? Bahir mukham, it becomes extrovert. Sannipetat, becoming false. Nipetat is false. Tata, tata, down. So if the mind ever so slightly strays from the ideal and becomes outgoing, then it goes down. Okay. So driver, while we are driving, if we are tired, driving for 12 hours, we'll feel sleepy, become a little bit heedless, careless. What happens? We go into permanent sleep. Because of exhaustion, I was feeling sleepy. Instead of taking rest, I continued driving, and the result was I got permanent sleep. Similarly, the moment we give importance to other things, mind becomes gross, its subtlety or purity is gone, and if we forget goal and sadhana, mind becomes very bouquet. Immediately it will go out and we become interested. Hey, what he is doing? What he is talking about? Hey, kya kar raha hai, wo kya kar? Mind is thinking about anatma vastu, is thinking about the jagat. Then pramadatah prachut kelikundak sopan pankto patita yathatatha. Yatha means just as. A beautiful example is being given by Shankaracharya. Yatha. Pramadatah. Inadvertently, carelessly. It was not intentional. Prachut dropped. What? Kelikunduk. Kelikunduk. A play ball. A rubber ball. Kelikunduk. From where? Sopan pankto. Sopan pankto means flight of stairs. On the top of your flight of stairs, you drop one rubber ball and then you see what happens. How fast it goes down. Patita goes down. So just like a ball inadvertently dropped on a flight of stairs bounces down from one step to another, it is very difficult to stop that ball. Even if you try, and if you jump from one stair to another, and if you fall, and if I ask you what happened to you, why did you fall? I was trying to catch the ball. Okay, did you miss any step? No, I hit each and every step. I fall down and after that I started rolling. But I hit each step, whereas the ball? Ball did not hit each step. Ball will jump from one step to another and another. First it will hit 10, then 40th, then 80th, like this. It will jump like that. Fall continuously. You see, coming down the stairs is very easy. But getting up is difficult. Reaching to that state, we go up step by step, step by step, step by step. It's very difficult to reach that state. But falling is very fast. Pramadavai Mrityu. Gurudev says, the reason for the fall even of a wise man, Shankar says, is the falling away of their attention from their goal divine. If the attention is diverted even a little, the mind tends to become extrovert. If the mind is turned inward, it will turn outward. It has nowhere else to go and it cannot keep quiet. So we have got only two places for the mind. Either go inside or outside. If our thought turn away from our goal, which is the altar of our total dedication, even a little, the thought shall then run toward the sense object. When the thoughts are turned toward the stage by stage, we shall soon reach an utter state of sorrow. And the fall is given in verse number 322. What happened? Immediately moha came. Remember, delusion will come. Then egoism will come. Then after that bondage will come. After the bondage, there is a vyatha. Remember, first one, moha, delusion. Not understanding a thing as it is delusion. After delusion, comes the ego. After ego, bondage. After bondage, vyatha, pain, the fall. To drive home the idea, an example is given as though when a rubber ball slips from the hand inadvertently due to inattentiveness, meaning not deliberately, but only accidentally or due to forgetfulness, whatever be the cause, if the ball falls down on the top of flight of steps, say from the top of Qutub Minar. Qutub Minar, you got up from the top, you know, it takes a lot of time. And from the top of the stair, if you drop a ball, what will happen to that? It bumps down and we can recover it only on the ground down below. The first drop may be on the first step, the second can be on the 10th, the third on the 48th, and the next bump perhaps on the 98th. It bumps down in leaps and bounds until at last it reaches the bottom and there knocks about on the walls right and left, forward and backward, madly, for some time. Only when its momentum is lost will it remain motionless. That is what will happen if we are little bit negligent in our spiritual sadhana. The whole idea is be alert. Be alert. So what will be the result of this carelessness? In next 2.5 verses, Shankaracharya is going to tell us. If we are careless, this is going to happen with us. Verse number
326. 26, no? Vishaye swa vishachetah. Sankalpayati tad gunan. samyak sankalpanat kamah
samyak sankalpanat
kamah kamat pumsa pravartanam kamat pumsa pravartanam विषयेष्वाविशच्चेतः संकल्पयति तद्गुणान् सम्यक् संकल्पनात् कामः कामात् पुंसः प्रवर्तनम्
सो विषयेषु आविशच्चेतः संकल्पयति तद्गुणान् विषयेषु इन सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स Abhisat, entering, when the mind enters into the sense object in the Vishaya, Cheta, Cheta means mind, when mind enters into sense object, Sankalpayati Tadgunan, it reflects upon the qualities of that Vishaya, of the sense object. Okay, you see, mere perceiving an object, there is no problem, no difficulty, but if you start reflecting on that, you start reflecting on Vishaya, on the sense object, again and again thinking, Dhyayato Vishayan Punsa. Remember, Dhyayato Vishayan Punsa. What will happen? Slowly, the desire will come. Same thing is said here. So we are giving overdue importance. Yesterday also I was telling you, if I start reflecting on sense object, intellect will give a Soban Buddhi. Soban Buddhi, oh, this is very good. I will get joy out of this. This way the Soban Buddhi will come. And we are seeing on the pleasant side, we are not considering the shortcomings and the end result. All we know, Vyatha will come. End result is Vyatha. Pain will come. Samyak sankalpanat kama kamat punsa pravartanam. So samyak sankalpanat kama, from the mature reflection, samyak, you are again and again, sankalpa, you are thinking on that. Samyak, matured reflection. What will happen? Kama, desire, kamat punsa pravartanam, and from desire, man, pravartanam, it comes to body level, like action, ho gaya. It becomes irresistible desire, you can't stop it now. So it is said in Bhagavatam, kamam janami te mulam sankalpat kil jayate. So kama, the pre-stage of desire, irresistible desire is sankalp. It is at that age, at the stage of sankalp, we have to control ourselves. We have to control at the stage of, yesterday in Bhagavad Gita was also said same thing, at the stage of sankalp, we have to be very careful. We don't even come to know. We start thinking about the Vishaya and we don't come to know that when it turned into desire, we never come to know about that. And then what happened? Kamat punsa pravartanam. Activity starts from kama. And once you fulfill the desire, another desire will come. If you fulfill the desire, another desire will come. And the process will continue. This is our own experience. So, suppose a person is going for shopping. And a friend says, where are you going? Oh, I am going to shopping mall. Okay, I am also coming with you. They say, okay, come, let's go together. Then he picks up his own bag also, you know, money bag, his wallet. The friend says, why are you taking your wallet? There is no need of, you are not going to buy anything. You are taking your purse. Then, no, if I see something, if I like it, I will also buy. And when they come with the cart full up, full cart. Why? When he saw an object, sankalp came, he started thinking, Soban Buddhi immediately, oh, this is going to give me happiness. Take this also. Then Gurudev says, when the mind enters the sense object, meaning when the mind entertains the sense object, troubles start. Yes. The troubles start two ways. In kindred life we have seen. Either mind goes to the sense object or sense object enter the mind. These are two different types of desires. Gurudev analyzed very nicely. If the object comes to the mind by itself, nothing untoward happens. If the object is coming, like when we are going to the airport, on the both side we are seeing many things. Objects are coming, but nothing unpleasant happens. We don't stop anywhere. We straightway go to the airport. If your mind goes to the object, you are a victim. Note the difference. It is like someone coming to your house, then you are the master. See, if someone is coming to your house, you are the master. He may be seeking a favor from you, but when you go to another's house, you are a guest and he is the master. This is the difference. Similarly, when the mind enters the object, it starts imagining their joy content. When the joy content is an object have been contemplated upon for long, you come to believe that there is some great joy therein. Therefore, your mind starts seeking that object in order to get at that illusory joy. If the mind is seeking an object, it is always prompted by a desire, which can be fulfilled only by its possession and intimate enjoyment. When the illusion of an expected joy is maintained in the mind continuously contemplates upon that object, Dhyayato Vishan Punsa. Then the desire for possessing the object arises. Because of the desire, man starts acting to obtain the desired object, for according to one's desire will be one's action. As per desire, action will be the same. But when the sense objects come to the mind, and if the mind has got the desire or rag for it, rag and dves, likes and dislikes, vasanas, it will become the victim. Controlling the mind from the running after sense object is called sam. We all know what is sam and dham. And controlling the sense organ so that the sense object may not enter the mind is dham. More important than controlling the sense organ, dham is the control of the mind. It is more difficult to control mind than senses. If there is no dham, the mind runs after the object and it slowly crystallizes into a desire. And the irrevocable law is, as the desire, so the action. If the mind is consciously going toward Narayan, desire for Narayan will increase. Again and again, Gurudev is telling what to do when the sankalp comes and you start thinking, reflecting on that sankalp before it becomes desire. Turn that mind to Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Therefore, through dham and sam, your actions with themselves become a powerful path and a spiritual sadhana. Next, 327 and 328 together.
Tatasvarupa vibhraṃsah
Vibhrastastupatadadhah
Patitasya vinanasham Punarnaroha ikshate Sankalpam varjayet tasmat Sarvanarthasya karanam Apathyani hi vastuni Vyadhigrastoyatotsrijet Tatasvarupa vibhraṃsah Vibhrastastupatatyadhah Patitasya vinanasham Punarnaroha ikshate Sankalpam varjayet tasmat Sarvanarthasya karanam Apathyani hi vastuni Vyadhigrastotatotsrijet
Tatah swarupa vibhraṃsa vibhrasta tu patiti yadha. Tatah, thence. Sarupa Bibhransa, deviated from his real nature. He was abiding in his own self, in Atman. Mind was abiding in Atman. Now that mind has gone to Anatma Vastu, to the Visaya. Okay, Bibhrashta, that is deviation. Mind was abiding in Atman. Now it has turned to Anatma or the sense object. It is Bibhrashta, deviated. Tu patati, it will fall. Where? Adha, adha, adha. It will go down, 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 down. Okay. So through inadvertence, pramad, a man may deviate from his real nature. The man who has thus deviated falls. Adha, adha. Akhandanand Maharaj says, like a river stream goes down, lower, 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 never goes up. We have never seen water going up. It always goes down, 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 down. Similarly, that person also falls down, down. And once fallen, what he says, patitasya binan asam puna na aroha ichyate, patitasya, of the fallen man, bina, without or except, nasam, death. This is spiritual death. Spiritual death. Puna na aroham ichyate, again he is not seen rising. Once you have gone down, after that, that person is not seen rising you. Most of the cases we see like that. The fallen comes to ruin and is rarely seen to rise again. Fallen from true nature, gone to sense objects. We say Atma, Anatma. It has gone to Anatma. Then after that I am fallen. After you tell me, you should have a positive thought, you can start. No. I am fallen. I am depressed. I have got no confidence to climb again. So therefore be cautious. You know, such person goes to doctor, psychiatrist. You know, all the depressed people, they all visit psychiatrist. And see the state of the doctor, psychiatrist. Ultimately, he goes into depression, you know. In the later life, we have seen, always talking to the depressed people, he gets depressed. So, psychiatrist has to be always very cheerful, very alert, very active. Otherwise, he'll be depressed. We have seen drug addicts or alcoholics falling down, 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 down. They can't check. And all of us must be knowing many such people. Even if you try to help them, they will not take help. They can't stay without it. And what is the ultimate result? Suicide. Suicide. Death. So this is also the same type of death. I was abiding, reveling in Atman, Atmarati. I was reveling there. Vishwamitra was reveling in Atman in meditation. When Menaka danced with Vishay. Diverted. Gone. But sometimes we have seen some people also rising also. They have got so much of control. Drunken, even living, not touching even one drop of liquor now. Sometimes you'll find such cases also, but they are very rare, very rare. So we should be very, very careful where mind is going. Be very alert where our mind is going. Is it in the Atman or is it in the Vishaya? Atman or Vishaya? Continuously we have to see. And if we are able to control it, like Ratnakar became Valmiki, see? He was a very fallen person, Ratnakar. He became Valmiki. He was able to control his senses and mind, and he could rise. But company of good people can help us. So the nature of calm is disastrous. Falling is easy, and climbing is very, very difficult, inch by inch. Therefore, we in the bhajan, there is na, main patit tu patit pavan. We sing that bhajan. Oh God, we are all fallen in this samsara. Patit Pavan, you can lift us. Please help. So, pat means to fall and to rise, you have to change. Pat make tap. Just reverse it. Those who know Hindi. Pa and ta is pata. Reverse it. You have to do tap. Pat for falling. If you want to climb, what you have to do? Tap. What is tap? Controlling. I can't see Premalji, otherwise you would have given me the definition also. Controlling mind and senses. Manasya indriyanam ekakaram paramam tapah. This is tap. You have to control your mind and senses. Then only you can climb. Okay. So how to stop fall? Next verse. Gurudev writes, such a fallen individual is rarely found to rise up again. Gurudev writes that. Next.
Sankalpam Varjait.
No, this is 328 I have not written. Sankalpam. Sankalpam Varjait Tasma Sarvanartha Sakaram. What is to be done then? Shankaracharya is advising. Sankalpam, reflection on the object. Sankalp itself is no problem. It is reflecting on that sankalp again and again. Yesterday also I gave you the example of I want vanilla ice cream. Sankalp. But if you start meditating on that vanilla ice cream, vanilla ice cream, vanilla ice cream, vanilla ice cream, vanilla, what will happen? Desire will come. Desire. So just one thought comes, it's okay. Control yourselves. Sankalpam Barjes should give up. Tasma. Therefore, you should reject the sankalp. At the stage of sankalp, same thought we studied in Bhagavad Gita yesterday also. At the stage of sankalp, control it. What is this sankalp? Sarva anarthasya karanam. It is the root cause for all mischief, anartha. Sankalp. Okay. So one should give up the habit of reflecting upon the sense object, which is root cause for all the mischief. So sankalp is what? Is it projecting or imagining joy in the object? I start thinking, oh, there is a joy. This is sankalp. I will be happy. I should get it. Therefore, it is said in Gita, if you want to become yogarud, in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, sarva sankalp sannyasi yogarud tadochyate. If you are able to control 100% of your sankalp, if there is no sankalp, you are not reveling in world of objects. Yada sankalp sannyasi yoga rud tada uchyate. You are yoga rud. You are successful in your meditation. If we can renounce sankalp, then we are yoga rud. So advanced seeker, they don't entertain sankalp. Sankalp means what? Nischay. So what we have learned? Sankalp barjayit. It should be given up. Sankalp barjayit. But when we are sitting for the puja, at that time I tell you to take sankalp. Don't tell me Shankaracharya says sankalp barjayit. Sankalp has got two meanings. One sankalp which matures in desire is another. This sankalp means resolution. When we are doing sankalp or puja, that is a resolution. Why I am doing? And the purpose is said in the sankalp itself. I want to get from Lord this thing. That is sankalp. That should be done. So don't misunderstand sankalp. Next time when the puja happens in our mission, I am not going to come. Why? Oh, they will tell me to do sankalpa. And Shankaracharya said, sankalpam barjet. I am not going to do puja. No, not that way. Okay. So what is this sankalpa? Is the root cause for all calamities. Artham anartham bhavaya nityam nasti tat sukhlesa satyam bhagavat bhajgobindam. This artham, this sense object, is the cause of anartha. We all have studied in Bhaj Govinda. And earlier also we have seen sense object gives us vyatha, pain. We all have experienced or experiencing it, vyatha. So Shankaracharya gives one example, one more example. We should collect these examples, you know, and try to reflect on that. These are beautiful examples. These examples prove the Siddhanta. The Drishtant is to prove Siddhanta. So what is the example? Apathyani hi vastuni vyadigrasta yatha utsrijet. Apathyani prohibited. Pathya means medicines. In Kabiraj, if you go and to any Ayurvedic doctor, Kabiraj, so he will give you some pathya. Pathya means some medicine. And he will tell you, these are apathya. Don't eat these things. These are apathya. Vyadigrasta yatha sudet. Vyadigrasta, victim of disease. Yatha, just as usridet gives up. So just as the eatables prohibited by the doctor are not taken by the victim of the disease. So what is Siddhant? Sankalp is dangerous. If you do sankalp, you will fall. This is Siddhant. And Drishtant, a vyadigrasta, suppose you have got indigestion. You go to a doctor, immediately he will ask, what did you eat in your yesterday's dinner? Or lunch, the moment you tell that I have eaten kachori and pakori and I could not digest it, he will give you some medicine. And at the same time, he will tell you, don't eat kachori and pakori. So long the medicine continues. The root cause is what? Kachori and pakori. And now to cure you, he is giving medicine. Sampathya he is giving. At the same time, he is suggesting these are apathya. Apathya means don't eat kachori pakori so long the medicine is continuing. Once you become okay, when you become fit, you can again eat. Now suppose at that time somebody brings kachori and pakori for me. Suppose I have got the indigestion, whatever. Okay, my vasana is there in kachori pakori. So keep it in fridge. I will eat it after 3 days. See, apathya. But still I like it, okay, you keep it there. So sankalpa is apathya for the health of mind. If we don't control sankalpa, we fall. And once we start falling, it is difficult to control. Okay. Next.
Ata pramada anna parosti mrittuhu.
Atha pramadanna parosti mrityuh
vivekino brahmaviduh samadhau
vivekino brahmaviduh samadhau
samahita siddhim upaiti samyak
samahita siddhim upaiti sammak
samahitaatma bhavasavadhanah samahitatma bhavasavadhana ata pramadanna parosti mrittuh vivekino brahmavidah samadhau samahitasiddhimupaiti samyak samahitatma bhavasavadhana
ata therefore what is to be done? Pramadat na parasti mrityu vivekina. Vivekina for a wise person or a discriminative person. Pramadat, then inverted. Na parasti mrityu, there is no greater than death. For a seeker, pramad is mrityu. Proved. Shankaracharya started pramado vai mrityu, but now here after giving all the examples and after that, he said that there is no greater thing than the mrityu of a seeker. Why? It is because of pramad. Not only it is applicable to ignorant, it is applicable to vivekana and brahmavid. Vivekana, we are all vivekana.
We are doing Sravan, Manan, Nidhi, Dhyasan. We know what is Vivek. What is Atman, what is Anatma, how to discriminate between Atman and Anatma, we all know. But still we fall. Not only that, Brahmavid also fall. Brahmavid also fall. So does Brahmavid also get Pramad? Whether he forgets? Yes. One who knows Brahman is Brahmavid. You all know Brahman, therefore you are also Brahmavid. It's not that only the Brahmavid knows that. He might have got the approach anubhuti, but there are different stages. In different stages. In yoga classes, there are 7 stages of mind. And perhaps I discussed in Hindi Gita class, 7 stages of mind. Last 4 stages are different categories of Brahmavid. And there are also degrees. Different degrees are there. So Brahmavid also, they fall. So one who is doing Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan, they are not ignorant. They are Viveki. We cannot call ourselves a Jnanis. We have done Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. We are Viveki. We can discriminate. What is the difference between a police person or a vidusa? Deho mityam eva jarasya buddhi, dehe cha jive vidusa tu aham dhi. We have already studied in Vivek Chudamani this thing. Foolish think I am body, but vidusa, a vidwan, knows the difference between jiva and deha. He says, I am jiva, I am not deha. If the knower of Brahman forgets, then it is mrityu. Therefore it is says swadhyaya prapachana abhyam na pramitabhyam. In Taittiriya Upanishad, don't forget swadhyaya or discoursing. But he will say, whom to discourse? Suppose you are a learned person and there is no audience. Where will you give discourse? Kisko prabachan denge? Suppose we sit for prabachan here. And there is nobody there in the screen. What to do? One Mahatma said, okay, you take a mirror, sit in front of mirror. And then you start giving discourse. Nobody else is there. Nobody else is there. Our Guru, Swami Advayanandaji. Swami Advayanandaji, he's in CF now. When he was Brahmachari and posted in Ooty. So that area is all the labor of the tea garden and all that coffee garden, all these things are there, and all the labor class, and the labor class all in the evening, they will all drink. Nobody will come to satsang. So what to do? He used to sit under the tree and talk to tree. Discourse to tree. See? Because he has to stay in that, no? He has to stay in Brahman. He has to reflect and talk about that only. Samahit siddhim upaiti samyak. Samahit, a man of abundance, siddhim, success, upaiti attains samyak completely. 100% guaranteed. You will get success if you are able to control your mind and senses and put it in Atman. So man who meditates regularly attains complete success, but samadhanam. How that samadhan is to be done? It should be ajyadharaya srotsasa samam updeshat. How to put that mind in that Atman? Continuous thought. Sajatiya vritti prabha. How that sajatiya vritti prabha has to be? Continuous, like you are pouring a ghee. There is no break. It's a continuous, without break. Histale mana swastata kriya. Again updeshar. Again and again bring mind. Sanai upramet. In Bhagavad Gita also we say, Sanai Sanai, again and again bring it back. We have to do that. And this way he will get Siddhi. Siddhi means not that supernatural power. Siddhi means here success. He will get success. So Pramad is Mrityu, or Pramad is progress. Pramad is Mrityu, or Pramad is success. So Gurudev used to always say, quite alert and vigilant mind. Our mind should be quiet, it should be alert, and it should be vigilant. Why alert? With reference to external world, it should be alert. What we are talking, to whom we are talking, unnecessary things we are talking, worldly things, you should be alert. What we should think or what we should do. Om Bhadram Karne Visurneyam Deva, remember that. I should listen only something auspicious. But when we go to the world, we talk about jewelry, sarees, food and this and that. And we forget. Vigilant, see your inner thoughts. What thoughts are coming in mind? If you are not outside in the world, then see the what thoughts are coming. If vulgar thoughts are coming, that means your vasanas are vulgar. You should be vigilant about that. If we are alert and vigilant, then after that, there will not be any pramad, no pramad. Samahit atma bhava sabdhana. This is a blessing by Bhagavan Shankaracharya. Samahit bhava. Samahit bhava. He is not saying Ayushman bhava. He is not saying Ayushman bhava. He is telling, blessing all of us, Samahit bhava. Be successful in your samadhi. It's a blessing from Shankaracharya ji. He is not saying Chiranjeevi bhava. Sara jeevan baithe raho. No. And how this will be sung? Japa same samadhi vidhanam kurva vadhanam mahadavadhanam. Again, Vaj Govindam. It has to be done very carefully, very cautiously. We have to be alert. Abdhanena vartate sabdhanam. It is sabdhanam, it is said. The word sabdhan has come in the verse alert. You should be alert. Like dogs and cats are very alert to sound. Very alert to sound. Even the dog is sleeping, he is very alert to sound. Similarly, we have to be also very alert. One Samartha Ramdas, he was getting married. Great saint Samartha Ramdas. All arrangement made. Mantras are being chanted. Practically the whole marriage is going to get complete. Then at one point of time, priest says, Sabdhan, Sabdhan. And they are supposed to give some rice and all that to repay back to the family. At that time, Samartha Ramda says, he says, Sabdhan, the mantri is saying something to me. Sabdhan. And they are going to tie me down. And he ran away from mandap, never came back. One word, Sabdhan, hurry. So that type of alertness is needed. Okay, in army also they use Sabdhan, attention, Bisram, okay now, relax. Sabdhan. So one topic is over now. We should not have Pramad that we have seen. It is a long advice given by Shankaracharya to all of us. He has taken so many verses to prove that we should not indulge in carelessness, etc. And we should be very, very careful in our sadhana. So next topic starts from verse number 330. That we will take in our next class. So there is one announcement before we conclude. Today at 9:45 a.m. today,
there is Bhagavad Gita recitation. It's not a competition, recitation. And all are welcome, adults and children. So adults should register first, and the children will definitely follow, because adults are, they are all Shrestha. They are the role model for our children. So if adults register, then naturally children will also register. So you can memorize and chant, or you can read it from the book also. So you can register. It is still open. Sindhujaji will take care. She will give you the password, how to log in. And it is about chapter 18, verses 59 to 78.
Bhagavatam.
And Bhagavatam will be from next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And Bhagavatam, we are discussing Kapil Bhagwan's Gita. Kapil Gita will be coming. It is a discourse to his mother, Devuti, about the bhakti and how to get liberation. So son is teaching his mother the spiritual knowledge through bhakti marg. It's a beautiful portion. You all can also join every Saturday from 10 to 11 for next 3 months, June, July, August. In September, we will revert back, because in September we'll start Bhagavad Gita chapter 4. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.